Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, Apple will continue its prosperous manufacturing relationship with TSMC for the foreseeable future. According to a new report from Digitimes, TSMC will begin production of Apple's A15 processor in May. This production schedule lines up for the iPhone 13 launch in the fall. The A15 chip will use the same 5-nanometer fabrication size as the A14, and the companies are already getting started on what's coming in 2022. Although the fabrication size for the A15 is unchanged compared to the A14, Digitimes says it will use an enhanced manufacturing process. The relationship between Apple and TSMC has been very successful, with the companies being quick to adopt new process sizes. In fact, the A14 chip was the first mass-produced processor to use 5-nanometer technology. This 5-nanometer fabrication size is part of the reason why Apple's M1 chip in the Mac is so much more performant and power-efficient than Intel chips. This is because Intel has been struggling to keep up on process die size. For comparison, its latest processors use the 10-nanometer fabrication. So Apple is working hard to keep its lead. Digitimes says the company has already ordered TSMC's 4-nanometer supply to begin production in late 2021. Digitimes speculates that this will first be used in the new generation of Mac processors. So if production is ramping up in late 2021, you can likely expect the first Apple products featuring 4-nanometer chips to hit shelves in spring of 2022. So this could provide an indication of when we'll see the next major jump in Apple silicon performance in the Mac. The timeline here is not atypical. In fact, it follows the established trend of using the same process size for 2 years. Apple and TSMC led the industry with the first consumer 7-nanometer chip with the A12, and then it used the same process for the A13. So therefore, it makes sense for this year's A15 to use the same 5-nanometer process as last year's A14. In other news today, Apple has announced an international expansion for the Apple Independent Repair Provider Program. This program first launched in the United States in August of 2019, and it's now expanding to around the world. The Independent Repair Provider Program gives small repair businesses access to the same Apple Genuine parts, training, and resources as Apple-authorized service providers. The program is designed to focus on the most common out-of-warranty repairs, such as screen cracks and back replacements. Apple says there are now more than 1,500 independent repair provider locations serving customers across the U.S., Canada, and Europe. This new international expansion will only further increase that number. Beginning later this week, Apple says interested repair providers in over 50 countries will be able to learn more and apply to become a repair provider. There is no cost to join the program. The repair providers simply need to commit to having an Apple-certified technician perform the repairs, and the process for certification is simple and free of charge. Qualifying repair providers can then purchase genuine Apple parts and tools at the same price as other Apple-authorized service providers and receive free access to training, documents, and diagnostics. Later this year, the Independent Repair Program will also launch in even more countries, and you can find the full list at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. We're teaming up with our friends at A-Logic to give away Apple's latest 12.9-inch iPad Pro to one lucky 95 Mac reader. You can also get a special 30% off of the company's new Rapid USB-C wall chargers on Amazon for a limited time. Utilizing the latest gallium nitride technology, A-Logic offers its new compact and portable line of Rapid USB-C wall chargers, including the incredibly small 100-watt model. The A-Logic Rapid chargers are around 50% smaller than traditional chargers, including Apple. And with up to 100 watts of power, they can deliver the maximum power possible using the USB power delivery standard to your MacBook or iPad at full speed. A-Logic is offering 30% off its new rapid USB-C wall chargers on Amazon for a limited time. There are four models to choose from, and they also come with an included 2-meter braided USB-C charging cable. Just hit the link in the show notes to get 30% off on Amazon and to enter the iPad Pro giveaway. We've been hearing rumors about the next generation Apple TV for a while now, but we still don't know when the company plans to officially announce it. But now 9to5Mac has learned that Apple is developing a new remote for the next generation Apple TV. Details about this Apple TV remote are still unknown, but 9to5Mac sources have told us that this model is being developed under the codename B519, which is quite different from the codename of the current Siri remote, which is identified as B439. This follows a report from Mac Rumors last week when they discovered that Apple had removed mentions of the name Siri remote from the latest tvOS 14.5 beta. So within tvOS, Apple is now referring to the Siri remote as the Apple TV remote. This name was already used in some regions where Siri is not available, but it's now a standard for all users, which could suggest an upcoming change to the accessory. Furthermore, back in August of 2020, Bloomberg reported that Apple is working on a new Apple TV with a faster chip and an updated remote that will work with the Find My application. So there's no more losing the Siri remote in the couch cushions because you can track it in the Find My app. When Apple introduced the Apple TV 4K in 2017, the Siri remote did have a small change with a white ring being added around the menu button. This change made it be identified as a new model, but this latest new model number being used internally at Apple is way above the current version, so the changes will likely be more significant. But of course, what is still unclear is when exactly this new Apple TV and remote will be released. Rumors have suggested that the new Apple TV could come as soon as sometime this spring, but the product has been in the works for years, so further delays are certainly not out of the question. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.